This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. President-elect Joe Biden is speaking up about a lack of cooperation from the Trump administration in the transition of power. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
President-elect calls it nothing short of irresponsibility.
We've encountered roadblocks from the political leadership at the Department of Defense and the Office of Management and Budget.
In Wilmington, Delaware, the president-elect says what they have found out is agencies crucial to national security have suffered enormous damage.
Many of them have been hollowed out in personnel, capacity, and in morale.
Biden says this has lasting effects inside government and outside.
We're going to have to regain the trust and confidence of a world that has begun to find ways to work around us or work without us.
President Trump is still challenging the outcome of the election. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Biden's remarks came after he was briefed by members of his national security and defense teams and advisors. So you've heard, President Trump says he's not happy with the pandemic relief bill. He says $600 is not enough. The Democrat-led House says, okay, fine. But the Senate? Sagar Magadi has this report.
The Senate will now decide whether to grant President Trump's demand that Americans get bigger virus relief checks. After bipartisan House approval to increase the checks from $600 to $2,000.
Republicans have a choice. Vote for this legislation or vote to deny the American people the bigger paychecks they need.
But it's unclear whether Republican senators will heed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's plea. They've shown little interest in more spending and now face a difficult vote to either back or defy the president, potentially a final showdown between him and the GOP he now leads before a new Congress is sworn in this weekend. Sagar Magani, Washington.